91.5 WMFO Medford.
Jams and jellies. Delectable, right? It's soothing to hear jams and jellies. It's almost like saying the phrase cellar door over the air. You know, the cliche, nicest sounding phrase in the English language. I tend to believe it's jams and jellies. Funny thing happened. My wife had credit card fraud involving jams and jellies. And she called the number with the charge on the list there and called up and it's like, hello, this is Holly Akawana's country store. And it was some store in Hawaii. And it's like, did you just use my credit card in Boston? And he's like, no, ma'am, with that Hawaiian accent. And she's like, yeah, we just deal in jams and jellies. And I'm like, wow, that must be so nice to just spend your life dealing in jams and jellies, you know?
Toxic, just like drug.
105 WMFO Medford.
I pray that you hear me. It's time you learned a bit of your history. Be a loyalist or IRE. Maybe then you'll share in a vision. Not a faith, but simply conditioned to never ever let go.
One of the first bands I was introduced to when I moved to Boston way back in 2002, Red Yellow, Cut Through Maps. What a fabulous EP there. Thrust Club, they're amazing. White Pants, Don't Do It. It's good advice. The Knockups before that, Where My Love. And Jams and Jellies, It's Fine. And Ease Into the Noise before that, Obvious to Charm. You can't think of what to do sometimes, you know, but, you know, Suze has got your back.
Oh, hello. I'm Suze, and I've got your On the Town with Mikey D concert report for the upcoming week. The soundtrack while I assembled my concert report was Will Daly's newish album, Golden Walker. And if you haven't watched the goddamn delightful video for his song Better Be Alive, well, you better go watch it soon. Truly. And I have 5 shows for you to check out for tomorrow, Thursday, November 29th. For indie, soul, and classic pop, you can see Jill McCracken with The Hats. Those two bands are at Atwood's Tavern tomorrow night in Cambridge at 9:30 p.m. for funk, rock, and blues. You can see bands from Boston and Providence at the Plow and Stars tomorrow night in Central Square, Cambridge. And that's Ski Bunny, artist Jackie and Beat Co. via Mental, and also the Adam Sherman Band. And that all starts at 10 p.m. tomorrow night at the Plow and Stars. If you'd like to see a big band that sounds closer to Parliament or James Brown than it does a modern jazz orchestra, then go to Sally O'Brien's in Union Square, Somerville tomorrow night to see BTALC Big Band for an early show at 7 p.m. And then for reggae, hip-hop, and soul, across the street, you can see the Crush Factory's weekly residency on Thursdays at Bull McCabe's, also in Union Square, Somerville, at 10 p.m. Tomorrow night is the first Mission Cult night at Once Somerville. Features post-punk, cold wave, goth, electro, and everything in between. There are DJ sets from Graves, Heather D from Backpacks and Magazines, and a very special set from Shy Talk, who will be playing some new House of Harm music off their new EP, Coming of Age. Music starts at 10 p.m. And here are six shows coming up on Friday, November 30th. If you like stoner rock and atmospheric music, then go to O'Brien's Pub in Alston at 8 p.m. on Friday. You can see Summoner, who is from Boston, and they're joined by King Buffalo in town from Rochester, New York. And on Friday at O'Brien's Pub, that starts at 8 p.m. Another one for Friday, celebrate Radium Girls releasing their debut singles with Korn Ashley and His Worries and Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys. The festivities start at 9 p.m. at Sally O'Brien's in Union Square, Somerville, and that is, of course, on Friday. You can rock out with the Andrea Gillis Band on Friday night at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge. They're playing two sets, and it all starts at 9:30 p.m. on Friday. For jazz, folk, rock, R&B, soul, and fusion, the Grass Gypsies are at the Midway in Jamaica Plain, and that's at 9:15 p.m. For an early evening of indie rock, go see Spirit of the Beehive, Horse Jumper of Love, and Wild Painting. Those three bands are at the Lily Pad in Inman Square, Cambridge, at 7 p.m. on Friday. And then one more for Friday, folk singer and songwriter Michelle Lewis is celebrating the CD release of her third album with special guest Rachel Marie, and that's at the Burns Backroom Series in Davis Square, Somerville at 7 p.m. on Friday. I've got a few for you for Saturday, December 1st. Not strictly a music performance, but the city of Cambridge is dedicating Billy Ruane Square. The location of the sign is in front of Sonia's, formerly TT the Bears, at 10 Brookline Street. Billy was a longtime fixture of the Boston music scene and helped a lot of bands in Boston and was definitely a character. So the festivities are going to start at 12:15. People will start gathering at the Middle East, at the corner part of the restaurant. And then at 12:50, people will start heading over to the Billy Ruane Square sign in front of Sonia's. At 1 p.m., there's a dedication from the city. Billy's family will be there to accept the honor. And then around 1:30 p.m., people are going to head back to the Middle East. One of my favorite Billy Ruane memories is that time he showed up at one of the Session Americana's residency shows a bunch of years ago in December at the Lizard Lounge. He brought a gigantic Christmas wreath and an almost equally gigantic box of chocolates. He passed the chocolates around the room, but before he did that, he put the wreath, this huge, giant wreath around drummer Billy Beard's neck while the band was in the middle of a song, obviously. So that, yes, indeed. So Billy Ruane dedication is happening on Saturday. And then for, if you want to see a special four-piece version of the Cranktones for an early Christmas show, go to the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain on Saturday at 4 p.m. Or if you like sad music that you can dance to, then you should go see Lady Pills plus Blu-ray and Oslo. They're at O'Brien's Pub in Alston on Saturday at 8 p.m. Americana, indie rock, jangly, and twangy. That is coming up on Saturday at Sally O'Brien's in Union Square, Somerville at 8 p.m. Liberté is performing, and it is the album release of Ghosts and Shadows. Also, Cold Expectations will be playing. Again, that is at Sally O'Brien's in Union Square, Somerville at 8 p.m. The Very are at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge on Saturday night for an earliest show. It starts at 7:30 p.m. and it features new songs from their latest EP, Hurricane Change. Another one for Saturday, soul, boogaloo, blues, funk, and rock. That is, of course, the B3 Kings. They're at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge for a Saturday afternoon matinee show, and that starts at 4 p.m. And here are four shows to check out on Sunday, December 2nd. For the high-flying experimental dub featuring members of John Brown's Body, Morphine, and a host of other Boston madmen, you can see Dub Apocalypse at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Cambridge. That's actually Somerville. I'm not sure why I just said Cambridge. Anyway, you can see Dub Apocalypse at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville on Sunday at 10 p.m. For Pin Drop Sessions number 11, Made in Boston, featuring Phoenix and WGBH reporters, that's happening at Aeronaut Brewing Company in Somerville at 7 p.m. This event will feature a real-time mashup of Phoenix, their Aeronaut's Orchestra in Residence for 2018 to 2019. They're performing music composed by Boston area composers, some of whom will be in attendance at the event, alongside a wide assortment of texts that embody Boston, read by reporters from WGBH and WCRB. And that is at Aeronaut Brewing Company in Somerville at 7 p.m. on Sunday. And then another one for Sunday, bluegrass Americana band Sam Reed and the Riot Act are at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge on Sunday at 9 p.m. One more for Sunday. For Roots Rock, you can see Adam Ezra Group with opener Clint Daniels. They're all at City Winery, Boston on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. And Monday, December 3rd, seems like a quiet night for music around Boston. I've got one show for you. On Monday, the best named residency ever comes around again. It is, of course, Mondays Don't Have to Suck. And this week's installment next week features Leopard Print Taser, Jabber, Ramona, and Half Sour. It's at Charlie's Kitchen in Harvard Square, Cambridge at 8 p.m. And now for Tuesday, December 4th, I've got a couple shows for you. Cruel Miracle, Red Red Rocket, and The Royal Me. Those three bands are at O'Brien's Pub in Alston at 8 p.m. on Tuesday next week. Red Rocket plays rock music, harking back to the sounds of bluesy power trios in the late 60s. And they feature members of Boston Music Award-nominated artist Sidewalk Driver. One more for Tuesday, December 4th. Reggae is at Bull McCabe's. Ghetto People Band have a Tuesday residency at Bull McCabe's. It happens at 10 o'clock, and they do two sets. That's Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville. And now a few more shows for you to close out the concert report. Wednesday, December 5th, for Indie Pop, you can see Jocelyn Limmer, Stephen Chagnon, Suzanne Friedman, and Bailey Ann DeTool. They're all at Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain on Wednesday, December 5th at 8 p.m. Singer-songwriter Mike Morrissey hosts a monthly open mic at Aeronaut Brewing Company in Somerville. The next monthly installment is Wednesday, December 5th, and it starts at 8 p.m. For soul, R&B, rock, and funk, go see the Nefrock All-Stars. They have a first and last Wednesdays at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville at 10 p.m. on Wednesday, December 5th. All right, so that's your On the Town with Mikey D concert report. I will see you out there.
There's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
It sure does. On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Jason Lane with you. It is my pleasure to introduce to you, live in Studio D, FBGM.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. We're FBGM. Thanks to WMFO for having us on the Town with Mikey D. We just put out a new single. It's called Victim. And we're going to play it for you right now.
Sweet.
All right. One, two, one, two, three, four.
radio. There was a party when you turned 16. I just remember all the falling leaves. We gotta move out to a punk rock town. We gotta make it, it's a long way out. No, I'm a level of a victim now. Come on and let the river flow. And we'll get married and we'll have some kids. And I'll be on the radio. Saw an old note by the door. Dead flowers scattered on the floor. Chalk dust, broken glass on dreams. You and me, we made it, see. No one will ever love a victim now. Come on and let the river flow. And we'll get married and we'll have some kids. And I'll be on the radio. When we were younger, there's a spell that we were under. It's a wonder that we didn't know. Now that we're older, we will keep it in a folder, in a locked escrow. Fall down in vain. Oh, no one will ever love a victim now. Come on and let the river flow. And we'll get married and we'll have some kids. And I'll be on the radio. When we were younger, there's a spell that we were under. It's a wonder that we didn't know. Now that we're older, we will keep it in a folder, in a locked distro.
Yeah, so that was our new song, our new single, Victim, and we are about to head out on the road in a couple weeks. We have some shows coming up in New York and Philly and D.C., and we're excited to go out and play those shows. Then we also have, at the very end of the month, on December 30th, we have our local show. It's going to be kind of a year wrap-up for us at the Burn. And we're very excited to play that. We have been working on a lot of new material, and we've been kind of excited about that. So we're going to play something right now that we've never played in front of anyone before. So it will be an exclusive for this radio show. It's a new, brand new song called High. And yeah.
And I love it.
And D likes it, so seal of approval. Here we go.
How do you get me so high?
Thank you. Tuning in.
Thank you.
you. That was called Fan. It is one of the first songs we recorded and released on a 7-inch clear limited edition vinyl.
Yes, dream come true. We've always wanted to release something on vinyl, and we did it. There's still some copies left, so you can order those at our Bandcamp or come see us live soon. All those things are up on our website, fbgmtheband.com. We're going to play the very first song we kind of ever worked on, and it's also on the other side of the record we were just talking about. So it's called Dog Collar, and it goes like this.
This next song we have coming up is called Como Te Extraño. It is a cover of a cover of a cover. I don't know who does the original, but we based it off of the version famous Mexican band Café Tacuba did. And if you know that version, it's a very happy, oh, I miss you, I love you type song to a significant other that the singer hasn't seen in a while. But we were recently asked to contribute a lullaby to a compilation of Rhode Island artists. So we were honorary Providence, Rhode Island artists for a day. And the compilation is called Through the Night. And it is a benefit to raise money for Raices, which is a nonprofit organization working at the border, helping families who are separated or need legal work. And as you all know, that's been in the news even more now, and it's very personal to us. I grew up on the border. I am from El Paso, Texas, and Juarez, Mexico, and I have family on both sides of the border. So we were very grateful to have this opportunity to put a twist on this song, which is meant to comfort those who are experiencing any sort of sadness and are dealing with directly with issues that are happening at the border. So, yeah, without further ado. To check out the compilation, it's on Bandcamp under the name Through the Night. There are several fantastic Providence-based artists on there with their own takes on lullabies, and 100% of the proceeds of purchasing a copy, digital or CD, go directly to Raices.
Yeah, so we have a lot of fun stuff coming up, and one of the fun things for us is lots of new music that we're working on. And So we're kind of taking this opportunity right now to share a bunch of that. So we just shared a brand new one that we've never played before, and we're gonna basically do that again. We played this once before, but you know, it doesn't count. It's called Behind the Clouds, and it's a song about love. It's a song about the infinite nature of love, and how it goes on forever, or it seems to go on forever, if you want it to. And sometimes love is this crazy thing. Sometimes you don't even know it's there. Most of the time, you can't fathom what it is. So this is a song just kind of thinking about that. Behind the Clouds, here we go. I'm just gonna do a quick tune here.
Where do we come from? Where do we go? Our love is a wheel. Let it roam. What is the meaning? What do you find? Open your heart. Close my eyes. Forever, you're never alone. Why do you love me? I'm like a shark, I'm just a joker in a house of cards. Oh, but love shines far behind the clouds. Do you see it? How do you feel? It's just what happens when love is real. Mm-hmm. It don't go one way. This infinite shine, my love won't go away in time. Behind the clouds, yes it does. Oh, in the dark night, love is behind the clouds, yes it is. In the rainstorm, love is behind the clouds. Oh, in this sad song, love is behind the clouds.
So while we're on this topic of love, we'd like to express our love to the fine people here at on the town of Mikey D, to Joel for kicking it into gear. Joel's the guy behind the scenes who makes us sound good on these live performances. And thanks to Jason. We actually have this, I was realizing, so we were sitting in this room back here waiting. And I was in a band called Lights, and we were here in 2005, actually. And I have this photo of myself and a friend of mine sitting on the couch out there just before we were going to play.